For the first time in the 75-year history of the NCAA, all three divisions in men's basketball played their championship games in one place over the course of one weekend. And by most accounts, it worked out well. That's left NCAA officials with a decision. Do they make the combined championship format permanent or go back to holding the championships in different cities? As Jim Burris from WABE in Atlanta tells us, it's an especially tricky question for Division III.
Here's an apparent oxymoron. A record-setting crowd at Atlanta's Phillips Arena that fills only about one-third the seats. But that's how it worked out when 6,300 fans watched the Crusaders of the University of Mary Hardin-Baylor take on the Amherst College Lord Jeffs for the 2013 Division III men's basketball title. The game had all the workings of the nearby Division I championship, televised live on CBS, pep bands, cheerleaders. The unranked Crusaders never enjoyed a lead, but were scrappier against number 2 Amherst than the 87-70 final score reflects.
When you're a kid growing up, the only thing you want to do if you're a basketball player is play in the NBA.
That's Amherst All-American Willie Workman. And at the post-game press conference, it was hard to tell whether he was more excited about a national title or about playing on an NBA court.
That's what I've wanted to do for as long as I can remember. So when I heard that it was going to be played in Atlanta, the championship game, and it was going to be at Phillips Arena, I was overjoyed. We kind of set our minds to it that we were going to get here and play in this arena.
6'1" guard and Lord Jeff's star player Aaron Toomey seemed equally smitten by the venue.
It's incredible. This, like he said, this is what you dream of when you're a little kid out in the driveway. You dream of hitting a big shot, and you think in the NBA, but like this is as close as we're going to get at this point. So this is what it's turned into.
The arena, the crowd, the experience. It all made such an impression on Mary Hardin-Baylor head coach Ken DeWeese.
If I can get on my soapbox for a second.
He called on the NCAA to change how it holds Division III championships for good.
If we don't all get together and make this a permanent thing, I think we're slighting our student-athletes. The experience these guys have had, the way the NCAA people and the city of Atlanta have treated us, it is something that each team should have an opportunity to aspire to get to, regardless where the Final Four is. For Division II and Division III, in my opinion, in college basketball, this is the best thing that's ever happened.
Making the change may seem like a no-brainer. This year brought a crowd twice the size of past years, which have averaged about 2,900 fans, according to the NCAA's tally. And there was a spillover effect from the big Division I schools fans, like John Zenner, who drove from Traverse City to support Michigan in the Division I championship. He couldn't find tickets, so he figured he'd
probably go to the D2, D3 games.
So I'm going to put you on the spot. Who's playing for the D3 championship?
I do not know.
Of the dozen or so Division I fans I talked to, Zenner was the only one planning to attend the lower division games. So Division III's championship might have a ways to go before it enjoys a high-profile status, but you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who didn't agree this year's combined games afforded a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Division III players. But here's the thing. Division III is, well, it's different by design. And that's why Amherst head coach David Hickson was less enthusiastic.
One of the special things about Division III is that the seasons end. And they end a little bit sooner. Kids can play maybe a second sport. Kids have a little bit more time to actually be students and not the athlete part, but students and not just the book student part.
And part of the draw for athletes to Division III schools is that they can be students first. But to line up with the Division I calendar, Amherst and Mary Hardin-Baylor had to play 3 extra weeks this season. Amherst's team didn't get a spring break. Dan Dutcher is VP for Division III at the NCAA. He says messing with that balance is a legitimate concern.
We're unique as a division in that we have the shortest playing seasons, the most restrictive numbers of contests. We don't permit redshirting. We don't permit athletics aid. All of those principles, all those legislative standards are designed to try to encourage student athletes to have more time to address their academic needs and to be regular students.
Dutcher says the NCAA is open to a change in how Division III holds its basketball championship, but before that happens, colleges would have to weigh in, and some have. A straw poll found 2/3 of Division III schools opposed to combining championships if it meant a longer playing and practice season. And then there's the practical side of it. And by practical, I mean financial.
The NCAA really doesn't make money on Division III.
This year, Division I chipped in about $250,000 just to bring Division II and III's teams to Atlanta. There's no timeline for a final decision on combining championships, but Dutcher says the NCAA would need 9 to 12 months at minimum to plan for a change. That could mean this year's Division III championship really was a once-in-a-lifetime deal. For Only a Game, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.